Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. And today we have an awesome special guest, Miss Amber Rose.
Hi, guys.
Nay Levenchuk?
Is that Levenchuk? Yeah, Levenchuk. That's my father's last name. Rose is my mom's maiden name, which is my middle name.
Gotcha. I like Levenchuk.
That's I like
cool.
Amber Rose.
Yeah, it's a little stronger.
It is a little stronger.
I really like it.
And we've got her in studio today, and she is awesome. And girl, you had a big day today.
You guys got me on a lucky day. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that's a crazy day.
And we are going to get to that. Okay. But first, we're going to get to our normal format, which is it's a competitive podcast between me and Theo, and you get to serve as the judge as well as the celebrity guest.
Okay.
So the first round is we each get to tell a short story about something that's happened to us in our lives.
Yeah.
And then you get to decide which one you like better based on whatever criteria it is that you want to use.
Okay. And Matt and I are totally different. Like, you know, Matt's from Philadelphia. I'm from Louisiana.
I'm from Philly.
Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't mean anything yet.
Pound it out.
I think I just won.
No, you didn't. Matt likes fellas, and I prefer ladies for now.
For now.
Matt's Jewish and I'm Christian, but we've been best friends for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So
that's what works well.
And Matt's smarter than me.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
All right. You can start.
Okay.
I know you're excited about this.
Okay.
And you can ask questions throughout or whatever. Okay. So my story, like I grew up in Louisiana, so it was a little bit kind of, you know, like sometimes you would get involved in some kind of strange stuff, you know, people like rural kind of behaviors and activities. And one time we went over to this guy's house after a dance, right? His dad, he had a fire outside. And it was after a junior high school dance.
I love how your accent gets thicker the more...
Does it really?
Yeah, it does. You just went completely bayou. Go ahead.
Whatever, sorry.
Bayou.
So we go out to this dance. We went to the dance. Afterwards, we end up at my buddy's house at this fire. And we're hanging out outside. And my buddy, this girl had come back with us. And my buddy was his date. And my buddy ended up kind of, you know, making out with this gal. Ends up kind of touching this gal's genitals, right? And none of us had
genitals. Nobody says genitals.
Dude, okay. Everybody
vagina.
Says
vagina.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, both of them. So now, and none of us had ever done anything like that or anything. So we're like all hella nervous and everything. And like, so at, the girl leaves and goes home, and then like we're all fired up. We all like gather around my buddy by the fire, and we're like, dude, what, you know, what is it like? Like, because you know we're all hoping that that's the future for all of us. And so he's like kind of telling us about it and stuff like that, and trying to be cool at the same time because now he's the coolest guy in our whole crew ever, forever. Now then my buddy's dad comes out of the house and's like, what are you boys up to? You know, we're like, oh, and everybody's like, nothing. We're just hanging out. And then I say, well, Scott touched some girl's genitals, you know?
Genitals.
So now my buddy's dad, I guess, was quite a pervert, you know, and I didn't know that. And he goes, well, did he really? And I was like, yeah, you know, he did. And so then the dad starts asking us some questions. Then the dad starts like, basically smelling my buddy's hand, right?
Ew.
Which is crazy, right? Yeah, crazy, right? So then I'm like, wow, this is like, I'm in the middle of like really shady, like these people are pretty, this is pretty strange.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, so we're basically sitting out there while my buddy's dad does this for like 20 minutes. Like, and after a while, it's hard to even make conversation with somebody that's smelling somebody's hand, right?
Okay.
Anyway, fast forward, we all have to sleep over at this house. And because it was a slumber party, right?
Okay.
And so we got five guys all sharing a big bed. And we're young, so there's nothing real wild going on. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't sleep because my buddy has all these animals stacked in cages because he collected a lot of animals. And he had like guinea pigs and snakes and every kind of animal you could have. Sugar gliders, really, really fat guinea pigs.
Okay.
Because we grew up like in the guinea pig kind of belt where they had a lot of guinea pigs.
Okay.
And so anyway, all night I can't sleep. And all I can hear all night is my buddy's dog barking outside. So I'm just laying there awake, just hoping the morning comes soon because I just can't believe already what's occurred. And this dog's and I would squeal and make sounds. And that really kind of kept my emotions alive because everybody else was resting joyously. So I'm just laying there and just be like, morning, please come. And the dog, roar, roar. And the dog, eventually my buddy's dad, in the middle of the night, you hear like, he hears these walking steps and you hear the door open. And then he went outside and basically put the dog down because it was making too much noise.
Wait,
and
are these two stories related at all?
Same night.
Same night.
Wow.
And so...
it was a very eventful
night. Anyway...
That story just took a turn.
It was sad. And since then, I've never... I still get anxiety going over to people's house. That's my time.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, mine's
so, and
a
I didn't mean
different.
To tell you that story, but you know, you just only have so many stories, and that's where I'm at.
Damn.
All right. Here's my story. I used to live in New York, and I went to school there. And when I lived in New York, obviously you take taxis all the time. And I actually got in quite a few taxi accidents, you know, and you can't, by the way, you can't even sue really if you get an accident in the cab.
Really?
There's something to do with like the law out there that you're,
like you put yourself at risk.
You're putting yourself at risk. And so, okay. So one time I'm in a cab and we're going, I think, to the train station, and there's a truck. We're kind of getting to an intersection, a small one, like in Soho, and there's a truck blocking the view, and he keeps going, and a car comes out, and we T-bone right into it, right? And so our car gets pushed onto the sidewalk. We hit a lamp, lamppost, and I hit the front of the thing, and I'm bleeding from my head. And the guy gets out and is screaming at the other guy, and I'm like, what the hell do I do? And I see a cop. Right outside. And so I was like, oh, perfect. And so I open the door and I stumble out and I was like, can you help me? Like, can you do something? You know, I just got in this accident over here. And he goes, what? And I said, could you help me? Like, I'm bleeding right now. Can you call an ambulance or something like that? You're a cop. And he goes, oh, we're shooting Law and Order and I'm just an extra.
Oh my God.
He goes, I'm just an extra. And I was like, holy what? Shit. And he's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm in my head. I'm like, I don't know. Fucking like go get the director or craft services or somebody like help me out somehow. But the guy, he should have helped me out regardless, but he didn't help me. He was like, I don't know what to do. So anyway, that was the time I got in an accident with a Law and Order cop.
Oh my God.
That's always horrible. I think
it's funny and cute.
But it doesn't really have any dramatic tension. I got
in a fucking accident.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Amber.
It's all about
you. It goes to you.
You
get to award the winner of this round.
I'm going to have to go with the country dad and the genitals.
Turn up.
That's not very East Coast of you.
I love you, man.
Love
Sorry.
No, but she doesn't love you that much. And and I feel you because I feel like, you know how it is to be in kind of some maybe tough spots.
Yeah.
And you've been
yeah.
there.
For sure.
All right. So Theo takes round one.
Cool.
All right. So now we move on
to
round two and Theo's winning. Whatever.
I'm winning. Thank you, Amber.
So round two is our interview segment where we will take turns asking you questions. And at the end, you get to decide
who's the better interviewer.
Okay.
And it can be based on any criteria you want. One of us has to win this round. So.
And now, you know, let's just address the elephant in the room. Today is a big day for you. There was a lot going on, controversial, and I just want to know how what's going through your head right now.
Nothing.
Is it just like another day sort of thing?
It's just another day. I mean, like, when you're famous, you kind of just deal with bullshit constantly, so like it really is just another day.
Yeah, but this was someone attacking you. Well, attacking you too.
Well, they kind of, people attack me every day,
yeah.
Especially on social media. It's not really like,
nothing new.
Yeah, it's not really nothing new. It's just corny. Like, it's just corny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find there's a reason why people can't seem to like keep your name out of their mouth for some reason?
I mean, I'm popping.
Yeah.
You know, people get really mad, especially like, I grew up poor in Philly. I was a stripper. You know, people don't want to see me win. They don't want to see me happy. They don't want to see me, you know, or even praise me, which I don't need. But, you know, the fact that I'm a really good mom, I'm a businesswoman, I came really far.
Right.
So, people, it makes people mad. And that's cool. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that something that kind of gets you off, like driving people like you?
Well, it just makes you stronger. It makes you just work harder, you know?
But when someone like Kanye attacks you as a mother and talks about, you know, children, that's got to hit a personal bone a little bit.
Well, the thing is like, I would never talk about kids in like an argument. It just shows how the type of person he is. Yeah. You know, and even him saying stuff about my son, I still didn't say anything about his kids. I'm not going to. This is ridiculous. They're innocent babies. You don't ever, ever talk about a baby, ever.
Yeah.
You know? So that just shows how fucking ridiculous he is.
And by the way, if you look online, there's articles of how you have the best response that's ever been tweeted to anything like that.
Well, I mean, listen, I grew up in Philly. And,
so
like, you know,
quick.
I just, it was always, like, that's what we used to do in school.
You're right.
All day is clown on each other. So, like, And then another thing is, my life is an open book. Not a lot of people could say that. So what can you say about me that I haven't already said about myself?
Right. You embrace everything.
There's nothing you can say. I'm right. a stripper. I dated Kanye. I dated Wiz. I have a baby by him. I'm a whore, which I have a slut movement. Like, what can you say?
Right.
There's nothing you can say about me.
You embrace everything. You embrace every party. So
man,
that leaves very little room.
Little room to say shit to me. Can't say shit to me.
Are you surprised that Kanye would say stuff like that? Because, I mean, were you surprised?
No, because I know him. I know he's a fucking clown. I know him.
Is it the same guy now as when you guys dated, do you think?
I mean, I don't know that. I can only assume. But, you know, the crazy thing is that he came out with a song, I think, like last week.
Yeah,
saying that I had my son for a meal ticket. And I didn't even say anything. I was just like, man.
Let it go.
He's a cornball. I'm not saying shit.
Yeah.
Then he gets on the internet today and he's like, stripper trapped you, Wiz, and da da da. But like, you took me around the world. We dated for like 2 years. Like, but you're talking shit about Wiz
right.
and my baby.
Right.
And my baby was made from love.
Yeah.
If anybody knows me and Wiz's relationship, especially at that time, we made our baby from love. So you're a fucking hater.
Yeah.
And why do you feel like he has that? Do you feel like, I mean, what does that come from? Because it seems weird to still carry that hate.
I mean, he still talks about me in songs. He still talks about me all day.
Well, I
mean, I'm kind of a catch. I'm kind of like a fun chick. I'm fun. You know, I'm positive. I really, you know, I don't like, I have a really good heart. And I hate to sound corny, but like, I don't like arguing with people. I don't like to have to do shit like that.
Right.
I don't like it. Like, yeah. It doesn't sit well with me to have to really be like, yo, sit down.
Yeah. Well, right. I've just met you and I want to hang out with you more and I'm going to talk about you forever. And the songs that I sing are going to be about you. But I do want to ask, last thing on this that I want to ask mm-hmm. is your comeback, mm-hmm. which with the fingers doing the walking sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from? And was that shade or was that something based in, I don't know.
Don't talk about my kid.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Just don't talk about my baby. You know, I wouldn't have said anything if it was just between him and Wiz. That's two grown men hashing it out. That's their business. I would have kept it cute and just minded my business.
Right.
But you don't bring in my baby. No. That's so corny. And that's the second time you did it this week.
Right.
The second time. Like, what do you have? Like
are you jealous? What's up? Like,
who knows, bro? Who knows?
Anyway, talk to me. How is motherhood? Is this something that changed your life?
It's wonderful. It's of course motherhood changes your life. You know, I feel like a lot of people think that like being a mom, you have to like just turn into like this conservative nun and wear a cardigan and just not be a badass anymore. And I'm still a badass. I'm a badass mom, and it's fun. And it's like my son loves me, and he's super super smart. And I teach him every single day, and I'm just enjoying every moment of him, just watching him grow.
What makes you a badass mom?
You know, it's because I can balance everything. You know, I balance being a mom. I balance having a social life. I balance, you know, being a businesswoman, working. I just know how to juggle everything.
Hell
and
yeah.
It takes a lot. Takes a lot.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I totally respect your hustle. And I had, my buddy, this girl is an exotic dancer for a long time, was a dancer for about a decade. And she finds that there's like really a lot of stigma that comes with that. And after she kind of, you know, has veered away from that in her life. And I've seen that, you know, that stigma, sometimes I feel like I can see in her, it still sticks with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like what do you say to those girls out there who
like sticks with her? How?
Like just
like
sticks.
Negatively?
Like, yeah, she just cares. Yeah. It's just like, she feels like people are always,
I mean,
for some reason, that's always, people are always going to judge her by that. And I know there's a lot of girls like that who, you know, get deterred in a certain ways when they're young.
Well, she needs to just look at it as a double standard. That's all it is, because no one says anything about drug dealers. Jay-Z was a drug dealer. He's an entrepreneur. I was a stripper. 8 years later, I'm still a stripper.
Right.
People are just going to always talk shit because we're women. It's just how it is. I can't possibly be an entrepreneur because I was a stripper once in my life. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just embrace it.
Yeah.
That's it. Stripping was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
I was young, beautiful, made a shitload of money, you know, and what people fail to realize is that when you're on stage as a stripper, you're not looking at guys like, oh, I want to fuck him and I want to fuck him. You're like, I want to know how much money he has in his pocket. And right. That's all I want to know. I don't give a shit about nothing else. I need to pay my rent. Girls that had kids at that time need to take care of their kids. Car note, whatever the case may be. I need my money. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're not prostitutes.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, some girls, maybe if that's their thing, that's not the profession.
Right.
When you're a stripper, you go to work right. at a club, dance on stage, you get off and you pay your bills. That's it.
That's it.
Now, I want to ask, speaking of the social life, there are rumors of you and Scott dating.
Oh, my God.
Is this true or is this?
That is so not true.
That's okay. A crazy pair.
That is not true. Okay, this is the thing with Scott, which is really unfortunate because I didn't even want to be in that messy situation. I met Scott 3 times, right? He's a really cool guy. I met him through mutual friends. We have never hung out together alone or nothing like that. We're not close. Like yeah. I don't know him like that. But I was like, you know, I'm very positive. I started following Chloe on Instagram. I was like, let me follow Scott too. He's a really nice guy. Amber's dating Scott and Amber's, you know, and then China's dating Rob. So then that's why Amber follows Scott. And it's like, I followed Scott 2 days before that. You guys just posted it after China posted Rob to make me look extra petty. And that really wasn't what happened.
Right.
But no, I'm not dating Scott. I don't really know him that well. And it's fucked up because it's like when you try to be nice, you can't be nice. Like, you're being petty.
It's a lose-lose.
But when you're being petty, it's like, oh, yeah, you're the queen of clapbacks. Like, I don't even want to be known for that shit. Yeah.
And what do you, also being known affiliated with this Kardashian family is, and them accusing you or saying that you stir the pot or something with the family, do you,
records will show that I, you know, I don't start shit.
Right.
I finish it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't start shit with nobody. Leave me the fuck alone and I won't have to finish it. That's it. It's very simple.
What do you think of Blac Chyna and Rob? Do you think it's a good pairing?
Man, I think if people are happy, then that's what's most important. Period.
Yeah.
And he seems to have a tough time finding happiness. Do you know him very well?
Man, Rob is the coolest guy you'll ever meet in your life. He's realistic. You know, he's an amazing person. And it's sad that people don't really get to see that.
Right.
But he's just down to earth and just cool. Like, he gets life. He gets it.
Do you think the family holds him back?
I don't know. That's none of my business. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But I did see that they're working out. China and Rob working out. He's getting into shape.
China's cooking healthy meals for him.
That's
it's
nice.
Just like, it's... It's a really, really good vibe.
That's awesome. Are you single?
Technically, I'm single, yes. Okay. Technically, I am single. I'm dating, I'm talking, but I'm technically single. Mm-hmm.
But come Valentine's, I mean, are you going to have a Valentine, you think?
Theo will send you one,
I think I do have a Valentine. I think I do.
Nice.
I might.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to see how I feel on Valentine's Day.
it's 2 weeks away.
So I have to think, I was thinking today, I was like, do you ever think, because you have had relationships with so many amazing musicians and
but
entertainers.
Have I, though? Or is that what you've seen on the internet?
Oh, that's true. That could be true. But do you ever think of like you as sort
because
of like
I,
this?
Because I can name about 10 people I've been associated with that I have never even kissed, dated, hugged, or anything. So that's what, going back to what I said, like, they're going to call me a whore because of what they see, which is cool. I'm okay with that. But it doesn't make it real.
Right.
It does not make it real.
But you were with Wiz and Kanye, who are talented musicians.
Yes.
Even those two guys alone.
Muse a little bit. You know, those are very talented musicians.
Yeah, I mean, you, like, in having you, like, do you, you have to, at some point, I would, if, even if you're not even being, like, self-centered, but you have to feel like you have, like, this, you're, like,
The muse.
Yeah,
the,
you are the muse. Touch. Like, you have, like your vagina is like this Pandora's box
oh
of, like, positive energy that's like a hit maker.
You know what's crazy is that I don't ever hear people say, like, you know what, random rapper, don't date another model. Models are off limits. Another model, really? Like, right. No one says that. They're like, don't date another rapper. It's like, what if I'm attracted to, like, what if I'm attracted to creative men? Just like men are attracted to tall, skinny, confident models. I'm attracted to creative men. That's sexy to me. I like that. You know? So, back to the double standards I was talking about earlier.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Do you have, what is your relationship with Wiz these days?
Wonderful. I mean, he's Sebastian's dad. We get along. We talk every day. He's in South America right now on tour. So we actually just FaceTimed with the baby before I left the house. And yeah, it's good.
Right on. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask about Mava because I love that.
Okay.
Talk to me about Mava and if I'm allowed to call you Mava or
if
I'm too white to say
Mava.
That.
Of course you call me Mava.
You are definitely pretty white.
It sounds really white when I say it. Mava?
No, you say it right.
Mava?
Good job. Yeah. You say it right. It's Mava.
It's Mava.
You saying like, what does it mean?
Yeah, yeah. And talk to me about that.
Well, so I was in the ballroom scene, the gay ballroom scene, back in like Philly and New York in my younger days. And in the ball, if, I don't know if you've ever seen Paris is Burning.
Yeah, of
but,
course.
Yeah, so like, you know, at the houses, they would have a mother and a father of the house. So when you're from the East Coast, that's how you say it. Your brothers, your sisters. So like when I became famous and I started developing my own fan base, which is my Rosebuds, I became Mava to them.
Ah.
And that's how I got the name Mava. So even like all my friends and everybody calls me Mava.
Now, anything that goes back to Paris is Burning, which he has no idea what it is awesome.
Right.
Speaking of Mava, would you like to have more kids or do you think?
I would love to have more children. You know, I just got to find the right guy. And I have time for that. You know, yeah. I'm not tripping. But yeah, I mean, Bash is so cute. Like, I gotta have another baby. I want a little girl, preferably, but if I have another boy, that'd be cool.
What's the most kids you would have, you think? Because a mother, you feel like you could really take care of some.
I mean, probably three at the most. I gotta see how I feel after two.
So now, you're a Zoolander too, right?
No, oh my
okay,
God.
I saw it on IMDb. There's
huge
a rumor. Is it a rumor?
No, that wasn't a rumor, so this is a situation. I went in for the audition. And my agents at the time told me that I got it. I had went on the radio and said, hey, I got it. And then my agents hit me back and they were like, yeah, they're shooting in Italy. You know, make sure you have off around this time because I do like postings and
yeah.
Which is from a different agent. So they didn't know each other. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Like I'm off during that time. And even if I'm not, I'm going to be off. Like I'm going to make sure I can do this. And then it was like nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I was like, what the fuck? So I fired him all.
Mm.
Good for
I
you.
I fired him all.
Powerful woman.
Yeah. Bye.
Go on. You got a question.
I did want to ask, and this is going back a little, but in dating Kanye and Wiz and people like that and moving forward, what have you learned from your past experiences in love? If there is anything.
I don't know. I mean... Dating is dating. Loving is love. I loved Wiz. Like, Wiz, I still love Wiz. Like, Wiz is, like, my love. So, being married and going to a divorce is very, very difficult. But the love doesn't go away. You know what I'm saying? That's forever.
So, you hold on to that. So, love
absolutely.
Exists.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, just... being in this lifestyle and trying to love, it becomes very difficult because, you know, there's so many access. Just how they're like, you know, all these men have access to so many women.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through my DMs, it's a lot of guys that I have access to also. You know what I'm saying? I have the same access, but I don't make that excuse. Guys usually make that excuse, which becomes difficult for me because I'm just like, it's going to be hard for me to trust you.
Yeah.
If you're famous, if you're not famous, it's going to be hard for me to trust you in my house because I don't know how you move. At least I know, at least when I date famous guys, I know that they're not going to do fuck shit and steal from me and do crazy shit.
Right.
With a normal guy, inviting him in your house. You're just like, he's going to take sneak pictures of me when I'm sleeping. And like, it's just scary.
I guess it is scary at a certain level of fame. When you and Kanye were dating, did he and Kim meet while you guys were dating?
Oh my God. That was so long ago. It's so irrelevant to my life. I just don't even care to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to change and say, is there any musician or someone out there that you would love to go on a date with?
There's no musician. I kind of feel like I'm done with musicians.
All right.
Only because of the lifestyle, the late night studio sessions. You know, I need something different.
Okay.
I need something different.
Actor?
Sure.
Would you date an actor?
I would possibly date an actor. I would maybe try an athlete, maybe. Mm. I would try a normal guy if it's the right thing. Like, right. If it just feels right.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, they don't have to be famous. But,
right.
But it just, you know, I'm all about chemistry and feelings. Like, if it's chemistry, then I'm just going to go with it. No matter who it is or how old he is, because you know the young boys love me.
Yeah, I feel younger even being around you.
I love the young boys. Well, not that young.
This is a bad circle.
Do you have anything that you want to plug coming up that we can discuss real quick before you take off?
Oh God.
That we can promo.
I mean, definitely my book, How to Be a Bad Bitch.
Yeah,
you can get it on audio if you love my speaking voice.
I love that audio. I heard Billy there.
I did the audio for the book myself. And then obviously the hardcover book is out. My clothing line, my sunglass line, AmberRoseEyewear.com. You can get a mother hoodie. I should have bought you a mother. I'm gonna send you guys a box. Hoodie.
He would love one.
I'm gonna send. Look, he has it on right there, and
another one. I want that. For sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you guys a whole box over here.
Awesome.
For sure. I got you guys. I can't really think of anything else.
That's good.
But,
that's good.
Those are
good
things. Man, positive vibes in 2016. Let's just keep it positive, man. I'm not trying to finish off people anymore. Just leave me the fuck alone. Let me raise my kid, and let me just be great. That's all I want.
Amen. Well, yeah. On that note, we can end it, but you still have to decide who won that round.
It's a tie.
What? Come on.
It's a tie.
You can do it. You can. Is it a tie in that I won that round and now it's a tie for the whole show? Or is it a tie in that round? Because if it's a tie in that round, then he won the whole show.
Yeah. And I think I should have won.
It's okay. It's okay if you want to. But...
It was a tie in that round, so I guess he won.
Yeah, technically. I like the way you just keep it real.
Congratulations, Theo.
I respect that.
Amber, thank you so much
Thanks,
for coming
you guys.
In, especially today. And,
thank you.
We're big fans, and I think you're an amazing woman.
Thank
I really
you
do.
So much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
we'll keep it positive
it.
For you.
And you represent sure. good, independent women that I love what you stand for.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll see you guys at my slut walk 2016.
Yeah. Doing it again.
Absolutely okay. Doing it again.
Oh, wow.
I might do it in New York. Too.
Okay, cool.
I'm working on it. I need money. I need sponsors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need sponsors for the slut walk. I've been a slut, so I'll get out there some.
There you go.
I'll be honest.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much, Amber.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next time, guys.
All right, babe.
Thank you.